Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I'm in Ephesians chapter 5, where Paul says in the 11th verse to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And the word expose there is the same word used by Jesus in the book of John. Whenever he says that when the Spirit comes, he will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment, often used as the word convict. And so Paul uses that same word when he talks about having no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather convict them, expose them, reveal them. And that's led us to a lot of confusion. And I think part of it is because we're not really reading it in context with the next verse. Listen to verse 12. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. And the word shameful is the word for dishonorable. So Paul is saying you would have to lose your honor to speak of the things done in secret. And the Greek syntax, the construction of this verse, is really it's dishonorable to speak of the secret things done secretly. The Greek phrase for secretly is used twice in this phrase, even though it doesn't appear that way in the English. So it's dishonorable even to speak of the secret things done secretly. So my question is, if we're supposed to expose them, yet it's dishonorable to even speak about them, how are we supposed to expose them? Is Paul giving a little double talk here? Well, I think the answer is obvious. It's not double talk. Paul doesn't, he's not telling you in one verse what to do and then changing his mind in the next verse. He's using the 12th verse to explain how not to expose them. If it is dishonorable to even talk about secret things done secretly, then why would Paul encourage you to talk about them in order to expose them? So the expose of sorts that Paul wants to see happen to the unfruitful works of darkness happens in verse 13. But all things are exposed, and there's the word reproved, convicted. All things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. So if it's dishonorable to even speak of the secret things done secretly, but yet they need the unfruitful works of darkness need to be exposed, Paul must be telling us that the way to expose darkness is to shed light into the middle of darkness. We're not to sit and talk about all of the stuff that's going on in the darkness, yet we're to somehow influence the darkness. And so really we're left with two choices. We can either set and point out all of the activities that happen in darkness and warn people or reprove the act of the person by reproving the person. Or we can put light into the middle of the darkness. It's this way on planet Earth. You can either sit around and talk about how bad things are and how you wish they would change, or you can expose the world around you to the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus. And I hope you realize that by exposing the world to the glorious light, you will be doing more to expose how unfruitful their works are than any street corner soapbox pointing out of all of their unfruitful works of darkness. So I very much believe in the expose of the unfruitful works of darkness, but not in the way of pointing, but rather in the way of shining light into the darkness of people's lives, which will prompt the 14th verse, and we'll see what that's all about tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.